This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of a USA Prepares. Kyle Harris is with us. He's a electrician by trade, and he's got many decades of experience that he's sharing with us today. We're talking about some do-it-yourself electricity, home ownership, how electricity works, surges, color codes of wire, we're going to talk about how to replace a receptacle. We're going to talk about how to test wiring. We're going to talk about what happens when the wiring gets hot. What does that mean? Sizes of extension cords. How do you know if you're overloading circuits? We're going to talk about those kinds of things when we come back. Oh, well, now that we are back. One of the things that I wanted to mention, Kyle, was the color codes. And you mentioned that the black wire is the hot, the white wire is the neutral, and the bare wire is the ground wire in Romex. So, class, if you were to cut an extension cord open, you would see a black wire, a white wire, and a green wire. Now, the green wire would be green for ground. And that's the color code. And if you look at a receptacle, one of those receptacles that you have all around the house, you would notice that if it has three holes in it, two slots and a round hole, the round hole is the ground. And then if you look carefully at the slots, one of them is a little bit bigger than the other. The one that is smaller, the smallest of the two slots, is for the hot wire. The wider, if you will, of the two is the neutral wire. So the white wire would go to the larger slot, and the black wire would get the hot, goes to the smaller slot. Now, if you have a receptacle in your hand, you would notice that the screws are different colors. There is a brass-colored screw. Sometimes it's actually made out of brass if it's an older receptacle. Sometimes it's just brass-plated or brass-colored. And the other wire, the other screw is probably a silver color. Silver goes to the white. Black goes to brass. And the way I remember that is black begins with B. Brass begins with B. Black goes to brass. And then the other wire, the ground, that's obvious because that's not on the side of the receptacle. It's at the bottom of the receptacle. So, Kyle, is there another way of remembering that, the color code?
No, you've got it. The screw down there on the bottom of the receptacle for the ground will be green. Mm-hmm. And so it corresponds to your green wire. And one of the things that I learned back when I was coming in as an apprentice, one of the first things you learned was, the ground and the neutral are called your first make and your last break. So in other words, if you're going to take a receptacle apart and it already is wired up, the first thing you take off is the hot, then the neutral, then the ground, because that's the last break. Your ground and your neutral will be the two last things you do. You take the hot off first. If you're putting it all back together, and you have a new receptacle you're changing out, you will hook up your ground first, then your neutral, and then your hot. So it's the first make that you go in when you're installing and the last break. the last thing you take apart when you're changing it out. So it's just an extremely good rule of thumb. It might save you getting shocked.
Yeah, and you know, since you've mentioned getting shocked, I bought this neat device. It was so inexpensive, I couldn't believe it. It came from China, and it's lasted several years so far. I really love it. It's about the size of a thick Sharpie, a Sharpie marker. It's about that size. Mine is yellow and white. It has a little light, an LED light at the end with a little button. You push the button or the switch, and it turns on this light. But what happens is it's all plastic. There's no metal on this device. It was about $2, maybe $2.80, something like that, but less than $3 for sure. Shipped, delivered, no tax. Came from China, and I bought it on eBay, and you can too. And it's called a non-contact electrical tester. And you can put it in your shirt pocket, and it has a clip on it. And what you do is you insert this plastic tab into a receptacle, and it will go beep, 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 beep. It will beep, and it will let you know that there is electricity to that receptacle. Now, if you put this tab inside the receptacle, the small slot, that's the hot one. We talked about that. That's the black wire. It will beep and let you know that that wire is hot. If you put it in the other side of the slot, which is the white wire on the receptacle, it will not beep unless the receptacle is wired backwards. So that's another way of testing a receptacle. But the cool thing is, what I do is I will plug in that three-light tester into a receptacle, and then I will have someone tell me when those lights go out as I shut off the breakers in the breaker panel. When those lights go out, I will know that that receptacle is not powered. That means it's safe for me to take it apart. Now, when I take it apart, I still don't touch the wires. I take that non-contact electricity tester, and I touch the plastic tab on all the wires just to make doubly sure that it's not powered. And that's just kind of a safety thing that I do. Why? Because I just don't want to get shocked again. I've been shocked enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll wake you right up in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. And literally it could kill you. It hasn't killed me. Oh, and Kyle, when I was taught by an electrician that I happen to know, we weren't working on anything together, but he said, use just one hand. Don't use two hands, because if you're wiring and you happen to have a receptacle that you thought was not powered up, and it was powered up, and you touch, you know, the white wire of one side of the receptacle that you've got outside the box, you know, as you're working on it, and you touch the white wire side with one hand and the black wire with the other hand, that electricity goes from your hand through your arm into your shoulder, across your chest, right past your heart, through your heart, across the chest, to the other arm, to the other hand, to the other fingers. So he recommended, if you can, just use one hand. That way, you're not going to be shocked across your heart and have a heart attack as a result of the shock. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that. I found it extremely difficult to try to do that for me. Because
yes.
If you're trying to change out a receptacle, you have to hold on to it, you know.
Right.
So the same thing with me. When I first started out, I had an older electrician, and his terminology to me was, hold on to this thing. Like, if you touch any of them terminals, it's going to kill you. So you hold on to it very carefully.
Right.
And you can, it's amazing. You can find good grips on things where you're not touching wires. You've got to be extremely careful. But the biggest thing, like you said, is to find out those, the problems. Use those little tiny testers. Check them and double check them, because, you know, it's kind of like measuring wood, you know, measure twice and cut once. Better to measure, and check and your, know if it's got voltage rather than to jump into it or not. The only thing those two little devices that I have found didn't help me much with is if you had lower voltage on one particular hot leg of a circuit than was needed to power the device. I used to have one that would burn out coffee pots years ago, many years ago, this circuit, which is, and it was hot, and it was working, and it would work for a little while, and then it burned the coffee pot out. Well, it was like when I got a meter out, and I decided to, it only did it once, because I figured, well, something's wrong here. And so I started checking it with a meter, and sure enough, across those two, the hot and the neutral, I only had 90 volts or 93 volts. And it was getting lower voltage means higher amperage. And the amperage, the higher amperage was burning out the coffee pot. So a meter, you can buy a cheap meter, and it usually comes with an instruction manual. I suggest you read it and make sure you understand it or talk it over with someone that does understand it before you get going, or actually have someone do it with you. That's like you did with that other friend of yours. You actually mm-hmm. showed him what to do and how to do it and how to think mm-hmm. about it, because there's a certain line of thinking that comes with the exposure to this and some common sense that that will take you a long ways in order to do a lot of this stuff yourself.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about these meters, and we get, if you go to Harbor Freight and you sign up, you know, when you go to the register, you give them your address and you get their flyers in the mail. We get flyers every couple of months, and I would say every other flyer you can get free things, like you can get 4 free screwdrivers. I don't really like the handles, but the rest of the screwdrivers are okay, and I keep them in the car, and they're free. So if you know, buy something there, they'll give you 4 free screwdrivers. You know, 2 Phillips, a small and a large, and a slotted, a small and a large, and I put them in the car. And they're good enough to use. They really are. They're not like the cheap Japanese junk that we saw in the 1960s. These are okay to use. They're not as good as the best screwdrivers, but they certainly work well enough to keep them around for general purpose work. And I think they're fine for most people. Additionally, they give away meters, voltmeters, and they work. And so I have one of those in each car, and Harbor Freight decided that they wanted to give them to me for purchases that I bought. So we have probably 6 or 7 of them, and what I do is I collect them when I go to Harbor Freight. That's the gift that I like to get, and I give them away to other people who don't go to Harbor Freight. I tell them, well, I was given this, so I'm giving it to you, and here's how it works. So you might want to do that, and you can check your voltage, but make sure you know what you're doing before you do it, because you can electrocute yourself. We're going to talk more about this when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed 3rd. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're very fortunate today to have Kyle Harris with us. He's an electrician. And I've never heard a broadcast in this depth on the radio talking about wiring and things that you need to know and tricks of the trade. And so I want to thank Kyle for doing this, because he's the right person for this. So Kyle, I was thinking about wiring and some of these receptacles. There's something that I don't like that seems to be practiced. I've never done this. I have seen it done. I've taken apart receptacles that have been wired this way, but I have never done it. When I wire a receptacle, I strip back the copper wire and I bend it in the direction that I'm going to turn the screw to tighten it. Okay, so it would be clockwise from the perspective of putting it under the screw. And I make sure that I have the maximum contact of the copper wire, the bare copper wire that I've stripped, contacting the screw, because I want a minimum of voltage loss when I'm drawing current through that receptacle. Well, receptacles for at least, I guess, a decade now have had these little holes in the back, and you can just strip the wire and push the copper wire into a spring-loaded connector. But it's not a screw. The screws are on the receptacle, and you can do that, but the receptacles will allow you to just strip the wire and stick it in this hole, and it's just a spring-loaded connection. And because it doesn't have the surface area contact, amount of the under the screw type terminal, and it's not as secure nor tight of a connection. I never do that. What are your thoughts about those spring loaded connections?
If you ever break one of them, if somebody ever does find one that's broken and you take it apart there and kind of look at it, look at the size of that little tiny blade sticking down there and recognize that the edge of that blade is all that is contacting the wire that you stick into that. Everybody's heard of the term planned obsolescence, so that something fails and you got to go buy a new one. Well, that's one of the reasons, in my opinion, that they did that, because eventually that little tiny connection right there is going to have enough voltage and amperage going through it that it eventually fails. And I don't like them either. I don't wire up houses with them stuck in that slot. I don't like them. I hate them, actually. But Vince, I just thought of something while we were on break there last time, and I'll run through it real quick for people. We're coming into spring here when all the wind, and we're going to get a lot of wind, and trees are going to be on power lines and different things like that. And when the power company tells you to stay away from those down power lines, they're not kidding, because they really truly will not. I have seen many times where those tree can knock it down, and it will not kill that line. It does not trip anything back there to the substation to trip anything, and that line is laying there hot on the ground. By that hot, I mean it has got voltage to it, and the average voltages that they use for residential to pump this voltage out. You see those three wires up on top? Well, sometimes they're three phase, sometimes there'll be four of them up there, and one of them will be a neutral and the other two will be hot, but the transmission voltages on those wires start around 4160 volts. One of the most common is either 7200 volts or 12400 volts. So they don't have a lot of amperage, because amperage and voltage are inversely proportional, like a teeter-totter. If one goes up, the other one goes down. If the other one goes up, then the other one goes down. So you get the picture. Still, just stay away from them, because the ground around where that line is laying is extremely volatile. Just to give people an idea, I watched an owl one time that was on. It was a big old owl that was on a power pole where the cross member come across, and the owl started to take off, and its wing touched both the middle one and the left hand side one at the same time, and he instantly just went up in a ball of flame. I mean, it's just that deadly. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, that was a quick rabbit trail, but I just happened to think about it because we're in that time slot where, you know, there's a lot of wind, and you're going to see, you potentially could see down power lines and things.
Hold that thought.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your
take. When you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about things that we've learned over the decades with about electricity and home wiring. So here's a thought. In our kitchen, we have counter space, and what we've done is, I'm just going to give you an imaginary number. Let's say we have 4 receptacles, 4 outlets along our kitchen counter. What I did was I used 2 circuits. So we'll call them outlet number 1, 2, 3, and 4, all in a row, okay? And they're spaced 2 feet apart. Which meets code, by the way. Code says, if I'm not mistaken, code says your kitchen counter, if you have a counter of 12 inches or wider, you need to have a receptacle on it, and outlets should be no farther than 2 feet apart. So we meet code in our house, and let's say we have four outlets along the counter space. And what I did was I took outlet number one and connected it to circuit number one, circuit breaker number one. Outlet number two is connected to circuit breaker number two. Outlet number three is connected to circuit breaker number one. And outlet number four is connected to circuit breaker number two. Now, the reason I said that is we alternate. That way, if you have two, let's say you have a toaster plugged in, and you have an electric griddle plugged in to the next receptacle, you're not on the same circuit, so you're not overloading the circuit. So that's a tip that I figured out, and I'm sure we're not the first to do that, but you can do that too. Okay, so if you're planning to wire or rewire or update the wiring or building a new house, you might want to do that. In our kitchen, I don't remember exactly how many circuits we have, but I would say there are at least four circuits in the kitchen, not including a separate circuit for the refrigerator and not including another separate circuit for the freezer. When we designed our house, we decided that instead of putting the freezer in the garage, which most people do, why don't we just put it in the kitchen right next to the refrigerator? So we have what looks like one of these Sub-Zero refrigerator systems. It's not. It's just a Frigidaire. It's an all-refrigerator right next to an all-refrigerator, and the doors kind of meet in the middle. So it looks like it's one piece, but it's not. It's two separate pieces, all-refrigerator right next to all-refrigerator, all-freezer next to all-refrigerator, and separate circuits for each. And then, additionally, in every room in our house, we have another separate circuit for overhead lighting. So the overhead lighting, in our case, is not connected to any of the wall receptacles. Well, the reason was, if we ever decided to change anything, it's really easy to figure out what's what. And all the circuits are labeled in the main and sub panels. So I just wanted to share that thought. Kyle, do you have any comments on that?
Sure. Yeah. that is one way to do it, and it's a good way to do it. The only caveat I would throw in there to that is that is, say you're dealing with, if you've got all your lighting circuits on one breaker and you have to work on the lights, you've got to kill all the lights to work on.
That's not what I said. What we did in our house, for example, the kitchen, all the kitchen can lights are on one circuit. Go to the dining room, the dining room overhead lights are on a separate circuit. The living room overhead lights are on another circuit. The bedroom overhead lights are on another circuit. So every room has a separate overhead lighting circuit.
Okay.
Separate,
I got you.
From the wall.
Right.
Okay?
We
have a large living room. And what I did was I even divided the wall outlets so that maybe just two walls are on one circuit and the other two walls are on another circuit. So we have probably way more circuits than we need, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, at the time, wire wasn't quite as expensive as it is now, and I wanted to make sure that going forward that we did not overload any of these circuits. So we probably have, I'm guessing, probably close to 100 circuits if you look at the house. Everything, if you include all the sub-panels, and you add up all the circuits, darn close to 100. Maybe it's only 80, but it's a lot.
It is a lot, yes.
And I wanted to share something else. That is kitchen receptacles. I believe they wear out. And here's what we do in our kitchen. So, for example, if we use an electric griddle, when we're done with that, it is unplugged. If we use an electric mixer, when we're done with it, it's unplugged. So our outlets remain empty unless they're being used. And we also have underneath of the items that got hot, like an electric griddle, we have a ceramic tile, 13 inches by 13 inches, the same tile that we used in our bathrooms. And I bought extras so that if any of them break in the bathrooms, we've got an exact match for it. You know, if something were to crack one of them, if someone dropped a hammer or something on one of them, and it cracked, we could replace it with the exact same tile because it's from the same lot when we bought all the tiles. And all of our bathrooms, regardless of where they are in the house, all have the same tile. So we standardized that. But we had some leftover. Actually, we have a couple cases left over. And I use them under the toaster, under the electric griddle, under the electric coffee maker. And so the idea is that it won't burn the Formica counter because we don't have granite. We don't have, you know, quartz. We don't have any of those expensive countertops. We just have the plain old Formica. And we like it just fine. But to protect it, we have these tiles, 13 by 13. Sometimes they're 11 by 11. Sometimes they're 12 by 12. And I put rubber feet on them so they won't scratch the countertop. And we remove the plugs from the receptacles when they're not in use. Now, by doing that, we wear out the receptacles. So after 13 years, I found out that some of the receptacles don't have as good of a contact. They don't feel as snug when I push the plug into them. So I've replaced them. But I want to talk with Kyle about the different grades of receptacles. So, for example, you get the ones that are 37 cents a piece, you know, 10 of them in a package at Lowe's for $3.70. They're rated at 15 amps. Or you can spend a little bit more and get what's called a spec grade. I'm not sure what spec stands for. Maybe it's specification. That are 20 amperes. And they are more substantial and they'll last longer. Kyle, your thoughts on that for the kitchen?
Oh, absolutely true. Yeah, the way to do it is get the best you can afford. You know, that's kind of the old rule of thumb. If you don't want to have to replace them or don't want headaches down the road, your great grandchildren will probably, if they still have your house around, it'll be just fine. You know what I mean? But using stuff like that and being aware, that's a lot of it. You know, even Gwyneth, I heard, talked about situational awareness. You were talking about with her and those, and the hogs and stuff. But, you know, the same thing is true about any part of life. Look at, when you take a receptacle out of a box, you're going to change it out or something. Look at it and think about what you're looking at. You know, does that ground wire look like it's going to make contact with the hot when I push this back in? You know, think about things like that as you look at them and move things out of the way while the circuit is dead, if you're replacing a receptacle. But if it's not making contact very well, then it's creating heat. And one of the ways that you can tell of many times is you can just put your hand up there after it's plugged in, the coffee is done running, and if you put your hand on the little receptacle, the plug-in part that came from your coffee maker, say, for right now, and it's warm, then there's something creating heat there that's either not a good connection or the wire is too small or something is causing a problem there. The coffee maker is, you know, the receptacle, I'm sorry, the receptacle is getting old. So it's time to think about those things. And if it's, like you said, if you're pushing your coffee pot plug in into a receptacle and it goes in there or wiggles around or something along those lines, then it's time to change it out because it's just common sense. Back to your wiring situation too. You do things, Vince, that are so amazing and way above code and very well thought out. It's excellent. When I was wiring houses many years ago, I got to the point where I would just wire one room per circuit. And it, that was overbuilt compared to code. I could have got by with less. But I took one room, like a bedroom. But if you've got can lights in your kitchen and stuff like that, and you're pulling these great big, you know, that they're 100-watt light bulbs or whatever they are that's in there, you've got some real high watt light bulbs in it, you're going to need more than one circuit, just like you've done. You overbuilt, and that's always a good idea, especially if it's new construction and you're building it yourself and you know what you're doing or you have somebody to help you that knows what they're doing. Overbuild, you won't ever, it might cost you a little bit now, But it's kind of like that old commercial used to say, you know, you can pay me now or pay me later. And that's kind of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And since you mentioned heat, oh, by the way, I don't think that all of this extra wiring for the entire house, I don't think it cost me more than $500 more than it would have if I went for the absolute minimum. So since you mentioned heat, there's something that I was reading about that I have grave concerns about, and it relates to heat. A lot of people have cell phones, and if you look at the cell phone chargers, these little wall warts, these little plug-in USB devices, they will say how many milliamps they are. A milliamp is 1,000th of an amp. Well, you might find that some of the chargers are 1,200 milliamps or 1.2 amps. You might find that they are 1.5 amps or 1,500 milliamps, or you might find that they're 2.1 amps or 2,100 milliamps. Here's the point. You can get a replacement dual-purpose receptacle that you can install in your, let's say, your kitchen counter, that will charge USB as well as power the standard 120-volt appliances. I have concerns about that, and I'm going to tell you what they are when we come back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just a quick update. Tomorrow, Stephen Huer is going to be with us, and George in New Hampshire is going to be with us, and George and I are going to be talking about guns. And we're going to tell you what our thoughts are on guns. So if you're interested in buying your first one, if you're interested in what our opinions are, we're going to tell you what our thoughts are tomorrow. Kyle's with us, and we're talking about electricity. And Kyle, so what I've learned is there's a device. It's a dual-purpose a receptacle. An outlet, if you will, but it also has USB charging as part of it. Now, here's my concern. When you buy a cell phone or when you buy a tablet or an iPad or some electronic device that's charged with a charger that has a USB adapter and cable, it's rated to charge at a specific rate, voltage and current. And we've learned that, you know, cell phones have caught fire. Well, if you overcharge, in my opinion, if you overcharge a cell phone, too much current, if you overcharge these electronic devices, the batteries can get hot and you can have a fire as a result. That's my opinion based on my research. But if you go to the internet, you'll see posts that say, oh, it's nonsense, absolute nonsense. Well, I know that fires have happened, and I am concerned about them, and I do know that the devices get hot when you charge them. And so here's my thinking, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. So the wall combination chargers and receptacles that I found that you can get for about $20 or less on the internet are rated at around 2,100 milliamps, which is more than many devices can handle, which may cause them to overheat. So I'm not interested in just having a nice clean look on the kitchen counter for charging a device with the wrong charger. And what I'm saying is the right charger is the one that came from the factory with your device, whether it be a phone or an iPad or a tablet or whatever it is. The right charger is the one you got originally. other chargers may not have the same charging voltage nor current, and they may be wrong and cause the device to overheat, damage the device, or possibly cause a fire. Do you have any thoughts on that, Kyle?
Well, a couple. On the other side of the coin, most of the charging systems in these phones are set up, are phones and different small devices that use the USB are set up for a certain rate of charge, okay, and a certain voltage and amperage, and there is sort of a large, like if something will handle 1 point, say it comes from the factory and it needs 1.5 amps to charge this phone or whatever, and you get a 2.1 amp charger, the thing that's built into the charging system is usually rated from the manufacturer at like 1.2 to 2.3, you know, somewhere in that area. But on the other side of the coin, you're dealing in microcircuits. You know, very tiny, small, if you will, wires. They're not really wires. They're electrical board-type circuits that are very tiny. And so, you know, even 2 amps, if it ever does, if there's anything that's going to malfunction, having too much of amperage available to a small device is definitely a recipe for trouble. So your thinking is correct, you know. It's just that these manufacturers, they'd be sued out of existence, you know, if they didn't build in a certain level of, for people that just don't have a clue, which is 99% of the populace anymore. So they have to make it idiot proof, for lack of a better term.
What I've learned is that, you know, if you feel your little wall transformer, sometimes they get warm, and you've got to put that heat somewhere if it's inside the receptacle box. So where does that heat go? Now, in our case, in our house, not much room for that heat to go because our house is so well insulated, and we've blown in insulation in the wall, so all around those receptacle boxes is insulation to prevent the heat from being moved from that charger inside the receptacle box. So for us, I don't think it's a good idea. Class, I just wanted to let you know that, in my opinion, your best charger is the one that came with the phone or iPad or tablet. Kyle, thank you. Thank you so much for spending 2 hours telling us tips and tricks of the trade regarding electricity and wiring. I really, really appreciate it. And I know our audience and class does as well. Thank you again.
It's an honor to be with you, Vince. It really, truly is. You do this every day, which is...
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina, and after just 2 weeks on this product I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.